Dobar dan i dobrodošli na današnju press konferenciju. Ja se ispričavam, ali ću morati danas zbog nekih tehničkih razloga ići na engleskom. Malo je rogobatno da prevodim direktno s engleskog. Federation House of Representatives will today discuss the EC-approved agreement on police reform that was accepted last week by the RSNA and the Council of Ministers and yesterday by the Federation Government. The Federation House of People will discuss the agreement tomorrow. BH Parliament will discuss it on Friday. This means that by the end of this week, parliamentarians can give a clear way for BIH to begin moving down the path of EU membership. The parliamentarians must adopt the text of the agreement as it stands without any amendments, and they must do it without any delay. Procedurally, European Commission will require a certain period of time to prepare a positive recommendation to the European Council. So if BIH wants to begin SAA negotiations by the end of this year, the parliamentarians must approve the agreement this week. It should be made absolutely clear that this agreement will provide the people of BIH with policing based on three principles laid down by the European Commission. I know you heard them a zillion times, so you'll probably bear it to hear it one more time. No political interference with operational policing. All legislative and budgetary competencies for all police matters must be vested at the state level. Functional local police areas must be determined by technical policing criteria where operational command is exercised at the local level. This means that there will be only one Ministry of Interior at the state level. No ministries at lower level, and police regions will be based on technical criteria, not on political criteria, which means that in the few areas where necessary, they will cross the EABL. The Office of the High Representative calls on the parliamentarians to endorse this agreement and open the way for the launch of SAA talks and for the establishment of the modern, democratic and efficient single structure of policing in Bosnia and Herzegovina. Second item is briefly on the Dean Lukic case, Eastern Sarajevo University. Despite more positive statements by the RS government presented in their letter dated October 7, the OHR requires evidence of implementation. The prime responsibility for this still lies with the RS Ministry of Education and the government of Republika Srpska, and they are yet to take any concrete actions. Nothing less than full compliance to the high rep's decision will suffice. The RS government has various options to adopt in order to achieve this. Universities, as public institutions, must uphold the rule of law. Autonomy of the university is a privilege which must be exercised within the law. It is not a license to break the law, otherwise we have a chaos. A professor of law should have known this. This is not about deciding who has the right to be at the university as a professor or who should be denied the right to work. Mr. Lukic can serve as a professor at a non-public university should he secure an appointment, but not at a public university funded by the taxpayers' money. As a professor of law, he should understand that this, and he should understand the bearing of the high rep decisions in the BH legal framework. Most importantly, we expect the Republika Srpska government and the Ministry of Education to protect the interests of students and to make sure that this situation and the illegal teaching of Mr. Lukic does not derogate students' educational rights and privileges and hamper their academic future. Most importantly, we expect the Republika Srpska government and the Ministry of Education to protect the students and to make sure that this situation and illegal teaching... pardon, to je to. Ponavljam dva puta isti paragraf. Hvala.
Dobar dan, OSC danas nema izjav. Hvala.
Dobar dan, I have two statements from you four. UFOR troops contributed to operations in the Banja Luka area on Sunday and Monday morning, aimed at disrupting organized crime networks which support PIFWIC activity. As I'm sure you all know, the media has widely reported on these operations. However, it must be stressed that these operations were ordered and directed by local law enforcement agencies of the Republika Srpska, and you four provided additional security assistance at their request, not the other way around. These were by no means U4 operations. U4 has been impressed by the professionalism and the coordination that the Republika Srpska police authorities have demonstrated throughout these operations. We have been delighted to be able to contribute to the Republika Srpska police operations and look forward to cooperating with them in the future. Organized crime and its continued support for Pitwicks presents a major threat to the future of this country. U4 welcomes the concerted actions of the authorities across the country to stamp this blight out. These operations demonstrate their and U4's continued resolve to disrupt and destroy these networks. My second statement, U4 does confirm that Major General David Leakey, CVE, will complete his term as commander of U4 in early December. He will hand over command of U4 to Major General Gianmarco Chiarini of the Italian Army during a ceremony on the 6th of December 2005. Further details on the change of command ceremony and a full CV of Major General Chiarini will be made available in due course. Thank you.
Da li ima pitanja? Ok.
Mare, možete li komentarisati najave stranaka iz Republike Srpske da neće podržati budžet u parlamentu ukoliko ne bude uvrštena stavka o popisu stanovništva?
Da. Pitanje cenzusa, to smo već, odnosno popisa ranije govorili, je stvar za bosansko-hercegovačke vlasti. Oni bi u ovom slučaju trebali imati na umu par stvari, a to je ogromni troškovi koji idu uz ovo i potrebno vrijeme koje je tu implicite da se to sve provede i organizira. Također vlasti bi trebali riješiti pitanje i adekvatnosti, odnosno neadekvatnosti statističkog sistema, odnosno prikupljanja informacija u statističkom sistemu, što je ujedno jedan i od zahtjeva studije izvodljivosti prema Bosni i Hercegovini. Zakon o statistici Bosne i Hercegovine je usvojen od strane BH parlamenta još u 4. mjesecu, ali još nije implementiran u stvari zbog odbijanja Republike Srpske, odnosno Agencije Republike Srpske da ovo uvede u sistem. Ok, hvala.